ladies and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary.
And now, it's time for Fat Guy Loves Cake, with your host, Joey Valentine.
It's one piece of egg.
Count it, honky face!
Hey guys, this is Joey Valentine, and I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I've asked my good friends at Nerds Talking the Podcast to fill in for me this week. Hopefully I'll be back Monday. Until then, enjoy, and I'll see you soon.
Welcome to Fat Guy Loves Cake, hosted by Nerds Talking the Podcast. Last time, Joey Valentine was probably putting something in his butt. Now there's three guys here, and he's not here. Man, isn't that disappointing for Joey? Hey, everyone. I'm Lafayette. I have Carlos and Johnny with me from Nerds Talking the Podcast, and we're filling in for Joey because I think he's sick. Carlos, is he sick?
I know he was sick Wednesday.
I hope he's enjoying this.
I don't want to talk about butt stuff anymore.
No. Let's talk about, we'll move on from butt stuff.
I love the way dick tastes.
Joey, is he a DJ at the roller skating ring, or is he just like the...
No, he's like the dude who tells people to go the right direction.
He's like, yeah, he's the hall
traffic
monitor.
Cop. The fucking traffic cop. Yeah.
Okay, I wonder, because think about how big is that ring, you think? Because people always got to go around him.
That's a huge bitch.
How big is the actual rink?
That ain't right.
So the people are like orbit around him. Is that what
yeah, exactly. He has his own gravity pull.
It's good, man. I'm a slingshot you around the moon.
Exactly. The kids are like, why do you keep getting sucked into that dude?
Oh man!
I just wondered though what he. But yeah, you're right. He's like the hall monitor. Yeah. Don't go backwards or don't do that and
Skate
slow down.
The direction.
What kind of power do you think he has? Can he get Absolutely someone banned none. From the skating rink?
I think he can.
Oh, probably because he knows the owner who has.
Yeah,
a cat.
He's really close with the people that run it.
Yeah. They have cats.
And he goes to like all the events or whatever they do. Like, oh, we're having this skate party, 80s skate party, and he goes for the free food and shit. So that's Joseph. So he's not here. We apologize, people. We don't have like Dallas Cowboys stories for you. We don't have ghost stories. And we do have some, I guess, but they're on our podcast. You'd have to go to Nerds Talking. Oh man, what a plug.
Man, I want to hear his second ghost story, though. I want to hear
it. He won't tell us.
Oh.
He told me it's really scary. I won't ever tell it. It's so scary, bitch.
What was his first ghost story? I don't remember.
He was molested by a ghost.
It was the one where he would run around a pool table, and he always felt like the ghost was grabbing at his feet.
But yanking
him down. And he wasn't. And the thing is, he wasn't too sure it was a ghost. Then what the fuck was it then?
His big floppy ass feet. He's probably tripping over himself.
No, good. You said feet. Good. Yeah.
So be nice.
Who knows?
Running around the pool and someone keeps trying to touch my dick. Not a ghost,
touch
Joey.
My dick, mom. Sick bastard.
You're gonna unlock.
No, mom. You can't touch my wiener.
He's gonna listen to this. Be like, oh my god, it was Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. It's gonna be that one kid he does from the 2 and a Half Men.
Uncle Mike.
He has that silly voice. You guys like the 2 and a Half Men?
I'm not going to follow it. I'm not going to answer you. I'm not trying to get canceled.
No.
On two different shows.
He does the 2 and a Half Men, the little comedy skits that sound like their NBC show. Do you remember that? No. Did you guys listen to that part?
No. I listen to Fat Guy Loves Cake every other 9 episodes.
Oh, so you listen every third week.
Okay, every 27 episodes.
Big fan here.
I just happened to hear the one about the condom and the banana.
Is it because you are Johnny Butt Stuff? If anybody wants to know, this is Johnny Butt Stuff right here. This is him.
Nice to meet you.
He sounds so proud.
A celebrity in our hands.
This is Johnny Butt stuff. He's but yeah, so Joey, what else does Joey give you people? He does Dear Abby. Oh, we should do some That's Dear Abby. Right.
We should do some
we Dear should. Abby. Carlos, look up some Dear Abby so Johnny can answer them.
Yeah.
That's right. Right. That's right. We're just trying to give you almost we're trying to build the best of Joey Valentine, and we would need a lot more calories. So but we're trying. And
Let's see.
So Carlos will pull up some of that. And he loves 80s too. I was talking about the 80s rock bands.
Hair bands.
And what's your favorite 80s rock band? Hair band. Johnny?
The hair band.
Hair band. Like hair band means poison.
You know, the big hair. Poison, Motley Crue. Oh,
Motley Crue. Who else? There's like four or five of them, right? Whitesnake.
Yeah. Rush, I'm sure, had hair. Big hair.
Oh, no, not Rush. Not Rush.
They didn't have big hair?
No, Rush wasn't really part of that, no.
Oh.
I'm going to go Whitesnake because they had girls on their video.
Yeah. Cool.
They all had girls in their video. Yeah.
Wait, who did? What group did Pour Sugar on Me?
Def Leppard.
There you go. You got Def Leppard.
They're definitely a hair band. Yeah.
You got, of course, Van Halen. Oh,
Journey.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that pre or post Filipino?
Yeah. Remember Journey? But remember Journey wasn't like the standard hair band groups. Where the standard hair band groups wore spandex.
That's true, and usually makeup as well.
And makeup, yeah. Yeah. One of your favorites,
my band,
Twisted Sister.
Oh, Twisted Sister. Yeah,
they look like, but they kind of look like angry, like gay football players. Like they had like the shoulder pads in some of their videos and. They're trying to be really cool and rock. Can you look cool and rock with eyeliner?
Absolutely.
And a pink shirt. And man, some wild times watching those videos back in the day.
They must have gotten so much ass back in the day,
so
too.
So much.
Oh my God.
My goodness.
Just having the groupies put on their eyeliner for them is just a weird dynamic.
Yeah, no, for real. I think the best 80s band though was probably Motley Crue.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But Poison second for sure.
Yeah. Oh wait. Which group was what group
Brett
was
Michaels was Poison?
Was he Poison? Brett Michaels? He was. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely Poison then. If not number one, to be honest. If not number one, kind of close right there between those two. Kind
of
close.
Would you consider Bon Jovi part of that? I mean, he wasn't a group, but he was a hair boy.
Yeah, but he's not. He wasn't rock like those guys. Where do you put Bon Jovi? That's a good question, though. Was he rock? Was he rock and roll?
Like one of his, I can't remember the name of his album, but it's what's his album? It's whatever degrees that metal melts. That's the name of the album.
That is fucking rock.
That is rock.
Fucking metal.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, fuck, don't move. There it is.
I used to jam his shit on Rock Band for the Xbox.
Jammed a lot of rock.
Didn't play Rock Band.
Like Rock Band. I mean, that's where you learn a lot of songs. You're like, I know this song. I didn't ever know they did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Fog Hat and Slow Ride. Always did Slow Ride. It was the easiest one to get through.
Oh, okay. So it was 7,800 Fahrenheit.
That was the name of the album?
Yeah, because that's garbage. The temperature that metal melts.
Wow.
Rock!
No, he's not rock. He's not.
No, he's not. No, he's not metal.
You know what he is?
That's clever, though.
That is clever.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
He's pop rock.
Yeah.
He's more pop rock. Yeah, I mean, Bon Jovi has a lot of good songs, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Doesn't perform
a lot of bad ones, though, too.
Well, who doesn't have bad ones though?
Well, I mean, like Motley I downloaded his like
yeah, Motley Crue. Most of the catalog sucks.
No, I downloaded like his catalog, and holy shit, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's got a handful of good.
Yeah,
ones.
But he's like Springsteen. He thinks everything is good, right? Springsteen has that aura about him where people think he can do no wrong, even though most of his stuff is goddamn depressing ass shit. And I don't know. I'm not a big Springsteen fan either. He was rock. I don't know. There's a difference between rock and rock and roll. Springsteen's rock and roll.
So. Did you hear that people are like selling the rights to their catalogs lately?
They are. Yeah, Justin Bieber sold his.
Bieber, David Bowie.
Did, really?
Yeah, I guess there's going to be like a new tax or something, right?
I like that to suck big dicks.
For, new tax on the royalties or whatever. So they're just going to sell it.
Dr. Dre sold his too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's next thing. Up will be Eminem watch. I also heard that Michael Jackson's catalog is up for grabs.
I can see my dick.
So how much do you got?
You want to pull up your money?
I was gonna say he's like, oh man, we should really try.
I got 3 million shibu.
Still not enough. Even if it was real money, still not enough.
I think if we pulled up our money, it'd be like buying one of those Super Bowl ads, right? We'd get maybe half of a second.
I was going to say, we'd get like 15 seconds of Michael Jackson's just worst blip, song. Like, his worst song off of Bad. You can have 15 seconds of the worst song.
You could probably buy a Shamoun. And that's all you
get. We could buy one of those. Shamoun.
And that's it.
That's all you own, sir. What song is that? Doesn't matter. It's all you own.
Oh man!
Or I think he is shorter than Shamoun, so he probably buy a he.
Yeah, we get a he out of him. So.
Yeah, but the royalties on that, man. Where you guys want to go on vacation?
He does it all the time. You're right. It's in every song.
Can you imagine getting a check for he's?
This is nonstop. I just own the he's in every Michael Jackson song. Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of songs. You own his whole catalog.
Right, Johnny, are you ready for some Dear Abby?
Johnny will answer.
I want you to answer these with heart.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Empathy and all right. You ready?
And after every single one, we'll make fun of you.
Yes.
Shoot.
All right.
Why does it burn when I pee?
Why does he fart during sex?
What's wrong with wanting to do butt stuff?
I'm the happily married mother of two teenage boys. The other day, I overheard my older son, age 17, talking with a friend about twerking. I've never heard of it, and now I'm worried. Is twerking a drug term? Is it similar to tripping, getting high, or catfishing? My 17-year-old is supposed to go to Princeton next year on a sports scholarship.
You idiot.
And I'm afraid twerking will derail him from...
Hey, you can't go there, you stupid bitch.
Thank you in advance. You for any advice.
I love the way Dick tastes. So I'm supposed to answer as Abby.
You
I
answer.
Love yeah, you answer the Dear Johnny yeah, Butt stuff. Yeah. Go ahead.
The Fiat will answer the next one.
So congratulations on your son going to college. Twerking is a dance move, so you don't have to worry about that part. But when he goes to college, you're gonna have to worry about him drinking beer out of his butt because you can get drunker that way. So maybe you should have a talk with him.
Yeah. Horrible advice.
I solved all the problems. Wow. All she did was ask about twerking, and I gave her some extra advice.
You know,
that's a real thing. I heard. Ask Joey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got drunk together one night.
Oh, wow. You guys drank at each other's asses?
Wait, it's super drunk.
Wow. That is super drunk. All right.
Super drunk.
Okay. What's the next one? Got?
Let's see. You ready, Lafayette?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Dear Joey. If you read the papers as well as write for them, you saw the article about the judge who gave a husband permission to spank his wife when she needed it. All I can say is, it's about time. I was beginning to think the women were taking over the country. If more men turned their wives over their knees and showed them who was boss, society would be in better shape. Spanking should be legalized everywhere. One man's opinion.
Wait, so he... Dear... wife abuser.
Yeah.
you basically just want to make it legal to beat up your wife. And, you know, couldn't agree more. Signed, Joey Valentine. I mean, really? That guy's like, I think sometimes he's got to beat a bitch.
Beat his wife. You know what? I can't remember what state it is, but there's a law that the first Sunday of every month, you can beat your wife as long as it's on the steps of the city hall.
Can you imagine how many cars pull up? They drag their wives out of the car? Yeah. Get over it.
Get over here.
Not even that. They drive onto the steps and kick her out. And it's
just a group of people just waiting.
Okay. Oh, man. Who's ready for the next one?
This go ahead.
Good. Dear Joey. I'm 10 years old, and my daddy said that when I saved enough money, I could buy anything I wanted with it. All my life, I've wanted a monkey. I've saved $14 I asked Daddy if he could buy a pet monkey, and he said no, because I wouldn't know how to take care of it. My mom is the fussy type. You know, everything has to be just so. Do you know anyone with a pet monkey and can give me some advice? Thank you.
How the fuck am I supposed to answer that?
You just refer to that.
Dumbass kid. Get a stuffed pet monkey. I don't know. Your dad definitely didn't raise you right, you dumbass. And what do you got, $14? How much did he have?
$14.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, give me your $14. I'll be right back with a monkey.
Zip.
Later.
Dear kid.
Dear.
I changed my mind. Bullying should be allowed. Because...
Refer to prior dear Joey. I'm going to beat your mama. Why? What?
Oh, Johnny twerks over top of him.
Johnny twerks on him. While you're in college. Good job going to college. Now drink out of his ass. Like, what? Oh, these are great.
I love the way Abby. Dick tastes.
Wow. Oh, wow. There was one on Instagram. It was Twitter. Somebody wrote a story about his wife and about how he wants his wife to refer to his hobby as his occupation. And he said the example was they went to a party. And his hobby is pilot. Like, he likes pilots and piloting, but he's never flown a plane before, ever. And he just started taking classes. So when he went to the party, his wife is some pretty successful in business, whatever. But he runs a fast food restaurant. At the restaurant, whatever you want to call it. But and so they were introducing themselves, and the wife goes, oh, yeah, this is so-and-so. Oh, what do you do? Oh, he runs a really popular fast food restaurant. He's like, no, come on, don't be modest. I'm a pilot. And his wife's like, excuse me? And he's like, no, you know, honey, I'm a pilot. Because he's had 50 hours of pilot training. He think his wife should call him a pilot. Absolutely. And I thought to myself, if that's how we're doing this, well, then I'm a professional golfer. I played golf several times. Like, it's just a hobby. But he wants to be referred to as the hobby he does as his occupation. And he said that, is it right for me to scold my wife in front of my friends because I want her to refer to me as a pilot? What's your take on that?
How many do you have any friends?
Because I love the way Dick tastes.
If you don't get paid to do something, I love that's not your occupation.
Exactly.
I love the way Dick tastes. Your friends, I love if they're real friends, they should tell you that.
I love the way Dick tastes.
Even your employees at your fucking McDonald's will tell you that.
This is Lafayette.
They're smart enough.
He clearly works at McDonald's. And I want you to stick it in my
tight little ass. And I don't even think he's manager, to be honest.
No. He's the night shift fry guy.
I love the way Dick tastes.
He just got promoted.
I love the way Dick tastes.
50 hours in the fryer. You're a professional fryer.
That's right. He needs fryer time. I love the way
Dick tastes.
Oh, man. That's right.
I love the way Dick tastes.
Shit. You got another Dear Abby for us?
I love the way Dick tastes.
Let's see.
He's going to look it up.
Okay, here we go. Dear Joey, for more than 50 years, my wife has had a close relationship with a stuffed panda bear she received when she was 8 years old. His name is Daffy, and he sits by her fireplace and pretty much rules the house. She makes him talk and takes him places. When I make a mistake, like not hanging up my jacket, I say that Daffy told me not to do it. She gets mad, and I get a lecture from Daffy about how he isn't to blame and he never makes a mistake. I am joking when I blame Daffy. My wife and Daffy don't find it funny. Am I wrong to make a joke? Should I not blame Daffy? Daffy told me to write this letter.
Okay, wait. First of all, I don't believe he's married. I just don't believe it. And I think he's all three of them.
I mean, I am the wife and
Panda. He's, wow.
That's a pretty good possibility. I was thinking she's like the best ever in bed and he's just going to put up with whatever crazy shit. But it makes more sense. It makes more sense that he's having a threesome with himself. With all three of his personalities.
Yeah. That is crazy. Like, if you met somebody that was like that, that was so clingy to, you know, a stuffed animal and had to take it everywhere and then talk, you know, people will talk, you know.
If you're three.
Like, you know, Could you imagine, like, you put a jacket somewhere and why is that there? Daffy told me? And
no, I didn't tell you.
Oh, fuck. You lying, motherfucker. I thought we were friends.
all that shit that I told you. Off. Yeah, Daffy would have a hole in him. Wait, what kind of hole?
What were you doing, Dad?
I don't know. Bullet hole or penis size hole?
Hole.
Right, there's no way. There's no way that you're gonna marry. You're gonna put a ring on somebody. That
hell no.
I bet you
Daffy was the best man at the wedding.
Well, the sad part is when he said Daffy runs the house.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
I would have just chopped the fucking head off
and throw him in the fireplace.
No, put it in the box. And she's like, "What's in the box? Say it one more time."
What's in the box?
Daffy, bitch. I can put my coat anywhere.
I knew
she comes home
to
a boiling pot. She opens the top. It's Daffy boiling in the pot.
I knew a guy who his ex like would talk shit about him to her dog. The way Dick tastes. So like just have him in the in her hand and be like,
"I love the way
squiggles or whatever the fucking dog name is."
I love.
You're the only person in this house that gives a shit about having a clean house and this and that. And he's like, All right. I can hear you, bitch.
I love the way Dick tastes. I just think it's funny though. When I talk to my cats, you're the only one that cares about having a clean house. The cat's like, I don't fucking understand one thing.
Stop whining. Yeah,
I'm trying to sleep, motherfucker.
Leave me alone. I'm gonna go take a shit in the corner.
Yeah, I'm gonna go shit in that box.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Yeah. If anything, I'm the worst person in the house. I shit in a box of sand.
You son.
All right. You got
last one. Okay. Dear Joey, when I put my hand on my wife's knee at the dinner table last night, she blurted out the name of another man. What do you make of this?
Oh, wait, that's it?
That's it.
What? I need to know more.
Yeah,
I need to know where they went to dinner, if anyone else was around.
Was someone else around?
Is this the first time he touched your knee? Like, if I touch my wife's knee, she's not going to say shit.
But
not
why would
call
she,
my name or
why
anyone
she get
else?
All excited and blurt out a name?
Someone else's name, yeah.
Because she's fucking somebody else.
You son of a
clearly,
bitch.
Yes, you know this. Christ. It's just like...
I don't think it was the knee, right? It had to be the coochie or something because...
Well, no. He
you don't touch a knee and get a reaction. I promise you.
Wait, what? Do you go to... I know what Johnny does. He goes to fucking bus benches. It's just... Anything? She's like, what? Anything? Nothing? We're good. I'm out of here.
I just start crawling under tables.
Do you grab somebody else's hand, put it on your knee?
Nobody says shit. Yeah, and I don't say anything.
That's what I mean.
Happens to me all the time.
You just touch a random woman's knees. Say someone. Say name. Say anybody's name. She's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
If the story is true, she's fucking someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
If it's not true, think of a better story.
Then she has, what's that, Tourette's.
Yeah, Tourette's is blurting that shit.
You know, she'd touch her
Ted.
Like, what? What the fuck?
She's gonna have sex Tourette's.
Oh shit. One of the stars of Ted 2 retired this week.
What?
Ted 2, the movie. One of the actors retired this week. Tom Brady. That's Tom right. Brady. Tom Brady called it quits.
For now.
Again.
For now.
I think he's just trying to get legit out of that marriage. That's what
it was.
This
one's legit. He was about to cry on the beach when he did his little thing.
Yeah, and then the Niners will offer him money and he'll come back to them.
Nah, he's done. I think he's realized he's too old, man. He's too old. Tom Brady officially retired from footballing.
Don't say official. He said that last time.
Well, not really. Last time he said he was just saying bye to the Buccaneers fans, which he kind of was, because he thought he was going to the Dolphins, and the Dolphins didn't want his ass. So, too bad, so sad. Too bad, so sad. So there you go. There you go, Joey. Anything else, fellas? Anything else? Johnny, you got anything else?
Nope.
Nothing else. All
right. Don't forget to listen to Nerds Talk in the podcast every Friday where you find all your podcasts.
And this is
the way Dick tastes.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Loves Cake.
The way Dick tastes.
With no Joey Valentine today.
I love the way Dick tastes.
He is sick with COVID or cat AIDS. We have not figured it out yet.
Bad stuff.
Hopefully he gets better soon. He have diabetes?
If that man has had gout or diabetes by now.
This is Lafayette from Nerds Talking, the podcast. And I want
he does to have gout.
My tight little diabetes. Ass.
Obesity is a disability.
Oh, this is true.
That's true.
But is it a disability in Texas, though?
Is it really,
a lot of big people in Texas.
Is it really? Like, I know it's technically a disease or whatever, but then alcoholism is the same way.
No.
Put the drink
no.
down, put the food down.
The only reason they call
it. Look at that. I cure my disease.
Obesity. Obesity is a handicap and a disease because it makes you handicapped, basically, because you're a fat fucking.
You can't move.
I hate that shit. Oh, you have a disease, obesity. No, motherfucker. Your disease is Big Macs and French fries. Slow down, buddy. Slow down.
Be nice.
Slow. How about you guys before we go? Fast food this week? You guys have any?
Not this week.
Good job, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. What'd you have? I had some of my daughter's French fries.
Oh, well, that doesn't
count. I didn't, honestly, like the first couple fries, I didn't even give her a chance to eat. Hey, you want this? No, so good. Oh shit. You can have the apple slices and this garbage ass toy.
What was the toy? Mario?
No, it was like one of the... It was a paper one.
Oh, bullshit. Boo.
Boo.
Bullshit. Fucking toy. Suck. Yeah. All right. That's the show, everyone. Thanks for enjoying Fat Guy Loves Cake, hosted by Nerds Talking, the podcast. Hopefully, Joey's back on Monday, because if he isn't, we ain't doing this shit again.
Have yourself
for this. A great weekend. See you next time. Oh, yeah.
Butt stuff. I like bad stuff. I love the way dick tastes. I love the way dick tastes. I love the way dick tastes.
Hi, this is Lafayette from Nerds Talking the podcast, and I want you to stick it in my tight little ass.
I love the way dick tastes. 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 I love the way dick tastes.